Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And a pleasant Monday evening. Welcome into Sports Open Line. It's the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. We've got a ton going on for you today. Not all of it great news, I guess, depending on where you are. Certainly not a good sports day in the city of Houston. They blow a 24-point lead, the Texans do, in the AFC playoff game yesterday in Kansas City. Kansas City comes back to win that one in a shootout. In fact, Houston never led again once Kansas City took the lead with a big second quarter. But more importantly, the findings come down today from Major League Baseball regarding the sign-stealing incident, or sign-stealing incidents, the scandal there in Houston. And we are going to talk it over just coming up here in this first hour in just a little bit. With Jesus Ortiz, used to be the lead columnist in St. Louis at the Post-Dispatch. He has covered the Astros for a long time, so we're going to talk it over with him in just a little bit. Of course, the Blues play tonight. They are going for their ninth consecutive home win. That would tie the 1991 team, which had nine consecutive home wins as well. And that is coming up later tonight, as we mentioned, as they take on Anaheim coming up tonight. And we'll hear a little bit about the Blues. And we're going to hear, of course, from Darren Pang, as we do each Monday and Friday as well. So you'll hear from Darren Pang coming up in this first hour. And as I said, you'll hear from Jesus Ortiz. We're going to do that coming up at just about 6:30. Let's let you hear a little bit here first from the Blues head coach. Here's Craig Berube on facing Anaheim tonight.
They have the puck a lot. They're probably top five in the league in puck possession. You know, they shoot a lot, and they have a lot of ozone time. So, you know, watching the film and stuff like that, we gotta make sure that you know, we're strong at our blue line and not allowing them in there and forcing them to dump pucks, and then we gotta break it out and get out of our end. So that's kind of the way I look at it.
Vince Dunn had a little chat today on Blues TV as well. That sound there, courtesy of the St. Louis Blues. And Vince Dunn was talking about how well this team has done, really avoiding or playing around all of the injuries. I mean, if you look at all the injuries that have stacked up with this team, and of course the most recent one is Colton Parayko, and he has been out for four games now. And here's Vince Dunn talking about playing around those injuries, and specifically playing without Colton Parayko.
Yeah, it's always hard when guys go down, but, you know, Parayko, he's been a good vibe in the room still. He comes around, and, you know, I think he's just really itching to get back. But on the other side of things, we've done a great job, you know, filling in for him. Mikola's done a great job in his first couple of games, and he looks comfortable out there. I think we've all raised our compete level as a whole. So, you know, I think the team has been playing really well defensively, and that's really showing. You know, the forwards are playing really well, and our goalies are stopping mostly every puck, so that's really easy for us to defend.
A little more Vince Dunn. Here he is talking about the Blues' backup goalie, Jake Allen, who is likely to get the start tonight. He was the first Blues goalie off the ice, and so they expect him to get the start tonight. Here he is on Jake Allen playing between the pipes for the Blues.
Yeah, he's been great this year. Both goalies have done a great job. You know, as a whole, like I said, we've been playing well defensively, so as much as possible, just limiting our grade A chances and leaving the goalies to the rest. That should be good for tonight.
And as we mentioned, it happens every Monday, every Friday. We hear from Darren Pang on Bringing the Pang. This morning, Tom Ackerman had a chance to visit with the Blues analyst of Fox Sports Midwest. So here's Tom Ackerman with Darren Pang. It's Bringing the Pang.
I'm Tom Ackerman. It is Monday, and it is time to bring the pang. It's sponsored by T.R. Hughes Homes, St. Charles' premier new home builder. Take a listen to this.
And around to Perron. He'll feed it back again. Now on to Shen. Perron, one-timer, shoots. He scores! Like clockwork, David Perron, the All-Star.
To to Shen on the right side. Looks like he's going to go back maybe to the middle of the ice to O'Reilly. He finds it to David Perron, and he says, thanks for coming. What a pass that is.
That is Darren Pang of Fox Sports Midwest with the analysis with John Kelly, and what a goal that was by David Perron. That's kind of like, that just takes the life out of you. You go into the locker room, you're down 2-1, you're the New York Rangers trying to come up with a plan, and then the Blues just score right on you. They won that game 5-2, Darren. What a performance by the Blues over the weekend.
Yeah, really impressive performance, and nice for David, too, knowing that that he's heading to the All-Star game. We did an interview with him before the game, and I mean, listen, he deservedly made the team. He probably could have made it on the first swipe, as we well know, but that's just the way it goes, and you know, you're not in an ability to name every one of the guys right off the hop and see how things unfold. But to see David Perron, to see TJ Oshie, you know, come back to our All-Star game is going to be a lot of fun, and happy for David. That just goes to show you what kind of shooter he's been all season long, how consistent he's been. He's been a point of game guy all year. He hasn't had too many ups and downs, Tom. There haven't been too many times where you say, boy, David Perron's got to get his game going. He has been strong right out of the gates this year.
The Blues won that game 5-2 over the Rangers. I was at the game, Panger, and I just can't remember a Blues team that scored like this. I mean, they just get goals from so many different people. They really can turn it on offensively. Robert Bortuzzo with the breakaway goal, that was something.
That was unbelievable. And it's funny that Robert Bortuzzo was actually preparing from the penalty box. What do you do when you get a breakaway? Because it's a common occurrence, but it's the first time that's ever happened with him. So everybody loves Robert. Hey, that could be a good show. Oh, anyway, that was Raymond. The other thing about it is, I'm not sure if you noticed, Tom, because you're at the game, but our director, Phil Mollica, and our producer, Tim Papps, did a great job, and maybe it's the popularity of Robert Bortuzzo, but as soon as he scored, the shot that they took was the bench. And the bench, like when a guy like Robert Bortuzzo scores, the bench just lifts even higher and higher than someone that scores maybe on more occasion. And I love that reaction. I love the shot of the bench and how pumped up they were. And when he came flying down the bench to give the high five, you know, the high five and the fists, like that's what I see because I'm right there. And just the look on his eyes and the look on the player's eyes is something else. It's a great sight.
The Blues have 65 points. They are tied for the best record in the NHL, and they're taking on an Anaheim team that has the worst record in the Western Conference tonight at 7 o'clock at Enterprise Center. This Anaheim team likes to scrap, though, don't they? They like to fight.
They do. They are a scrappy bunch, and they're a team that gives the Blues fits all the time. So I go into this game tonight going, whoa, okay, you got to be ready for this one here. I mean, it's not the old days anymore. Corey Perry's not on this team. You know, some of those old battles that they used to have against this team aren't there. But, man, they got some good young hockey players. And I know they're having a tougher time in the West right now, but they still scare me. I'll just tell you that about Anaheim. They scare me, and I think the Blues are going to have to be well prepared for that after a day off yesterday, get to the rink this morning, have a good skate. It won't be an optional. Everybody will be out there. And I'm sure that Craig Berube would be harping on the same thing I just said. Do not take this team lightly.
Back to the All-Star game, just imagine that. Craig Berube could have Jordan Binnington in net, David Perron, Ryan O'Reilly, and Alex Pietrangelo all on the ice at the same time. Isn't that something?
I think that's going to be fantastic with Craig Berube and the training staff all on board. And, you know, no one's going to argue when he does that and puts them out there. And, you know, the other thing is, did you hear the interview I had with David Perron on the bench after the game?
Yes, it was great.
And he's, you know, just about, we all know he's a feisty, competitive kid, and I love his answer. We're not going to come here to lose. There's a lot of money on the line. There's a car on the line, and for the most valuable player, you know, something tells me that these Blues boys aren't going to want to disappoint.
Yeah, I heard them say that, and the crowd reacted, too. They love that. And something else, I think the Blues fans definitely contributed to TJ Oshie getting in also.
No question. And why wouldn't they? I mean, you know, the other guy that deserves credit with that, too, would be the general manager, Doug Armstrong. The general managers of the home team are influential. And I know that if a question got asked to him, he would want that. I think he wanted and pushed for Ben Bishop to be here as well. A nice heartland of hockey, homegrown product. So you've got Matthew Tkachuk as well. And but going back to TJ, I mean, you know, how many years did TJ and David Perron together, you know, really start the decade to give the Blues fans hope, these first-round draft picks, these young kids with swagger, and who doesn't love T.J. Oshie? He's one of my favorites of all time, Tom. It's going to be great to see him here.
It really is. Darren Pang with us from Fox Sports Midwest. Just taking a look at the rest of the week. Philadelphia here on Wednesday. Another opportunity for the Blues to try to separate themselves. Isn't that something, really looking at it, what they've been able to do this year? I mean, they are 11-2-1 in their last 14 games. I mean, they are just taking off. They really are.
Yeah, if I'm another team out there and I see that the Blues don't have a regulation win in two or three games, I say look out, because that's as far as it gets for them right now. And really last year, Tom, that's as far as it got for them last year. I don't think they ever lost more than three in a row last year. They just never won more than three in a row last year. So they've obviously turned that around, but they just don't let it get away from them. And that's the professionalism of this group. They just find traction a lot quicker than the average teams in the NHL, and that's what's put them in the top echelon once again.
The Blues and the Ducks tonight at 7 o'clock. The Blues, the Bruins, the Capitals all have 65 points in play, and Colton Parayko missed that game again with an upper body injury. I know I always ask you about injuries, but have you heard anything further on 55?
No, but I got the sense that he was much better. He looked at me afterwards, you know, didn't want to give away too much, but came in kind of a look like I'm good. But I do believe that Craig Berube, who is steadfast in his belief to be not apt to change his lineup when you're winning. I mean, I could see it today where Colton Parayko is feeling pretty good, and, you know, Craig Berube says, you know what, I'm going to stay with what we've got here, give you another day's rest. So it seems like he's trending in the upward direction, but that has been a mysterious one. Is that you too that's saying she moves in mysterious waves?
That's right.
You know, so I'm not sure exactly what it is. They keep, you know, it's quite top secret. But I do know that, you know, there's been a number of things going around the locker rooms in the NHL, and I'm not suggesting this is what it is, but man, there has been some real wicked viruses and flus, and you could hear it in the guys and the coughing and the, you know, it just happens. It's one of those cycles in the game as well.
Yeah, keep that away from us. With our broadcasters, we don't need that. We don't want any part of that. No, not at all. Final thing, how nice to have Wayne Gretzky just sitting in the seats on Saturday
night. It's so great seeing Wayne. He's just such a great ambassador, and he came down to the Luxco Lounge between periods, and he's chatting with people and taking pictures, and you can see the look on young kids. There was a couple of young kids that play lacrosse. I introduced them to Wayne in between periods and told him that Wayne played lacrosse, and Wayne, sure enough, he snaps up a factoid. He's like, yeah, I'm from Brantford. That's we were the ones that originated lacrosse, and, you know, do you know Canada's lacrosse is our national sport in Canada? So these kids' eyes were big as saucers. He's just such a great guy.
I love it. Darren Pang, always great to talk to you. Appreciate it. Have a great call tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure, Tom. Have a great week. Thanks.
That's Darren Pang of Fox Sports Midwest. I'm Tom Ackerman on KMOX.
Thanks to Tom and to Darren Pang as he visits with us every Monday and Friday on Bringing the Pang. Well, we talked a little bit briefly about the Astros and the firing of their manager, A.J. Hinch, their general manager, Jeff Luhnow. We're going to go in depth when we come back here on Sports Open Line. We're going to talk to Jesus Ortiz, former lead columnist with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's covered Houston and Houston baseball for a long time, so he will join us live when we come back. More on the St. Louis Munganass Sports Open Line when we come back. I'm Joe Pott on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. Munganass pre-owned on South Limburg on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Welcome back here to KMOX. Joe Pott with you on the St. Louis Honda. Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line, and we're happy to bring in here on the guest line with us Jesus Ortiz, former lead columnist with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STL Today. You can follow him at OrtizKicks on Twitter. Now the supervising editor at LaVidaBaseball.com and has covered a whole bunch of baseball in his career and has spent a lot of time in Houston. And so we certainly appreciate the time. Jesus, welcome to KMOX, and thanks for some time tonight.
No, thank you. What an honor to be with you guys. I hope the people of St. Louis are a little bit warm today.
It's just a ho-hum day for you down there in Houston, right? Nothing big going on?
Oh, my. The last 24 hours are probably the darkest chapter in Houston sports history. The Texans have a 24-0 lead. against the Chiefs, and everybody thought that was the worst that could happen. And the next, you know, next 24 hours, Major League Baseball dropped the biggest fine, and you know, we have to go back to the Black Sox scandal to see something this bad.
Yeah, and I mean that's. You know, literally, that's not hyperbole. I mean, we're talking about the largest punishment levied by Major League Baseball. It starts with a one-year suspension for Jeff Luhnow, the general manager, A.J. Hinch, the manager, and Jim Crane takes it up a notch. He even says in his press conference, you know, we're going to go above that, and relieves them of their duties. Do you think he had a choice? I mean, was there a choice there other than to relieve them of their jobs?
I think if he hadn't been misled by Jeff Luhnow, he may have had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But as he stated in the press conference, he asked Jeff Luhnow at some point whether to make sure the Astros weren't involved in some of this espionage after the commissioner had dropped the hammer, which actually didn't drop it that hard on I think it was the Yankees or the Red Sox. And Luhnow said, and even Luhnow's statement today, he still appears to claim that he didn't, you know, take part, didn't know anything. But the report firmly states that there's proof that he knew what was going on.
Yeah, it talks about a couple of emails that were sent his direction. This, to me, I've likened this to when the NCAA hands down a punishment and they use the term lack of institutional control. Do you get the feeling that it was something like that, that Manfred thought that there was definitely, there was a lack of oversight throughout the organization?
You know, I'm gonna change it up a little bit on you and tell me if you agree. I think what Manfred said, that this was directly from the top, that they knew. Because the report clearly states that multiple, and they believe that every player knew. But the GM knew as well.
Okay.
The manager knew as well. So not only was there, you know, like this was the institution. And further in the report, he talked about just the front office. The way that, I mean, that to me was the most damning thing, and I'll read it to you if I get to it. If you because I thought the biggest, most open secret in baseball was just how the Astros front office was so cutthroat. Just it was all about Machiavellian. I was talking to a top baseball executive in Major League Baseball today, and Jeff Luhnow, like, he put Machiavellian institutions to shame with the way they ran the Astros organization.
Kind of indictment of the baseball culture, right?
Yeah, exactly. They whatever they needed to do to win, they were going to do. And that's the biggest, when the commissioner points out how bad the culture was, that to me is the worst indictment. You know, like I'll read this, but while no one can dispute that Luhnow's baseball operations department is an industry leader in its analytics, it is very clear to me that the culture of the baseball operations department, manifesting itself in the way its employees are treated, its relations with other clubs, and its relations with the media and external stakeholders, has been very problematic. At least in my view, the baseball operations department's insular culture, one that valued and rewarded results over other considerations. I mean, what is the commissioner saying? And this is something that I've written about, that I've tweeted about. Every organization treats players like assets. So they're not the first people that view players, but the way they've come in here, the way they've fired people, the way they've treated employees. When Brandon Taubman embarrassed himself during the celebration after the ALCS, and their first instinct was to defend a guy who many employees had complained about. And then they tried to attack an Sports Illustrated. This didn't happen by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And that was your second in command in baseball operations. And that to me was an example of what the Astros under Jeff Luno had become, sadly. They didn't apologize until the whole world exposed them as liars. Think about that.
Yeah.
The first instinct was to destroy a female journalist from Sports Illustrated. It wasn't to do the right thing. It wasn't to investigate. And I think I don't know for a fact, but I think Jim Crane would not have signed off on the Taubman situation, the Taubman 3 days of embarrassment, if somebody hadn't lied to Jim Crane and spoken up for Brandon Taubman. So that's a strike against Jeff Luno, okay? And then you have this. And if you consider the fact that at one point Jim Crane asked him, and
we're losing Jose there, or Jesus there. I apologize.
Oh, can you hear me?
I got you now. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked Jim Crane in the press conference. I said, "You are a self-made man,
mm-hmm.
and this organization reflected you. The rags to riches, you know, from the bottom to the top. How disappointed are you? I mean, I've covered Jim Crane since he bought the team. I was fortunate enough that we went on a road trip from Kansas City before a playoff game in 2015 to his alma mater. You know, he's a proud mule.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a good old boy. This is a guy who worked his tail off, okay? And his team represented him that way. And I asked him, how disappointed are you that they've now sullied this? And he's adamant in his heart that this doesn't put a stain on the World Series title. But sadly, history will show that it does. The World Series title has been sullied because a lot of people think that they didn't earn it. They cheated their way to win this. And if you consider the Dodgers, if you're a Dodgers fan,
right?
You got the Red Sox and the Astros winning World Series. And I can't wait to see what Major League Baseball is going to do with Alex Cora, because the only people who was under greater indictment than Jeff Luno today was Alex Cora. And then even in Jeff Luno's statement, he rips Alex Cora. And then if you consider the investigation on the Red Sox, I would not be surprised if Cora ultimately gets a couple years ban from baseball, because, you know, his fingers, he and Carlos Beltran were like fingered in this report, throughout this report, by everybody, you know? And so this is going to get really bad for Alex Cora. He's going to be the next guy that's going to get hit by Major League Baseball, I assume.
I mean, he's doomed whether or not they come up with anything on the Red Sox, right? Because as you said, they were pretty clear that I think the word architect was tossed around there when they were talking about his role with the Houston scandal. But now you've got Boston being looked at for the 2018 season. But he's going to get it regardless, correct?
That's what I would assume. Mm-hmm. I really do think that. And I think that the only reason they're withholding punishment is because they want to figure out how big of a punishment they're going to hand him. Because everybody fingered him. Like, he is the mastermind.
Right.
And classy of A.J. Hinch, by the way, his statement was beautiful. Typical AJ Hinch. He took full accountability for his mistakes and the organization's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Complete opposite with Jeff Luhnow,
mm-hmm.
who despite having the commissioner point out that there's clear evidence that you knew, blame Cora and everybody who knows, I feel bad because, I've lived in this town for 17 years. I've covered this team. I've seen it become a baseball town. It's not St. Louis in terms of a baseball town. No town is. St. Louis is the greatest baseball town in America, and there's not a close number two. But I've seen this. I came from New York, having covered the Mets to the World Series, and then in 2001 came here and saw the Astros in 2005 convert 2004 with the magical seven-game series against the Cardinals that they lost, NLCS, and then the next year finally going to the World Series for the first time. I've seen this town become a baseball town. I've seen it lose complete interest. I've seen them lose 111 games, 15 in a row to lose the season. I've covered those teams. And then to see what they've become, to see the atmosphere at Minute Maid Park this year during the World Series, 2017 during the World Series, which I covered for the Post-Dispatch, and 2018 during the ALCS. There wasn't a better environment. There were equals, but there wasn't a better environment to watch a sporting event than Minute Maid Park. And then guess what? It was all a lie. And you can never clean that. You can never clean shoeless Joe Jackson.
Right.
When Major League Baseball states, if you're caught violating the rules again, you will be on the permanently ineligible list. You're close to joining Pete Rose,
that's right.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, I've had close to a dozen people in Major League Baseball, throughout Major League Baseball, text me today. The great majority of them are so happy because there's such a hatred for Jeff Luhnow and the Astros and the way they treat opponents, the way they treat their own people.
Wow.
And just the condescension and the attitude. But with equal sadness for A.J. Hinch. You know, A.J. Hinch was the first one who went against the grain and apologized to the media during the Brandon Todman situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those where, 99% of baseball not associated with the Astros is celebrating today. Because, when you win, kind of like the Patriots, everybody tends to hate you. But when you win and people think you're cheating and you're finally caught, I mean, $5 billion fine. That's $3 million more than the Cardinals were fined.
Right.
For Chris Correa.
Right.
So, which for a guy who went to jail. And because when you go to the ballpark, you like to believe that everything is on the up and up.
Up and up. Yeah, you're right.
And it wasn't. And, think about it. The Astros go to the World Series because one of the greatest hitters in the American League is not looking for a fastball against the best closer, hardest throwing closer in baseball, a guy who throws 106, and you're sitting off speed. Aroldis Chapman's look on the mound that day of disbelief, like, what the hell just happened? And if you're Chapman right now, you're wondering, why was he sitting on off speed when I throw 106?
Right.
Altuve, drilled that home run. There were a lot of home runs. There were a lot of hits that now, you Darvish, they quite possibly stole money from you Darvish.
Sure.
Right before he's going to become a free agent, they destroyed him in the World Series. absolutely destroyed. People question his confidence. People question whether, you know, he had the guts. And, you know, the whole machismo, like, oh, he's not tough enough for this.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's hard to pitch when the guys know.
Know what's coming.
What's coming. And you know, people would argue, right? Well, you still have to hit it. Well, what do pitchers tell you? We have to make the hitters uncomfortable. Well, how uncomfortable are you when you don't have to worry about the fastball? I'll never forget this, okay? The Yordan Alvarez is on fire to start his major league career. You know, hits a home run in his debut, American League Rookie of the Year for this year, for 2019. And I kept noticing that all his home runs were on breaking pitches. And I asked AJ Hinch, I said, what does that say about Alvarez's professional at bats that he keeps hitting homers off breaking pitches? And AJ, who I, as a journalist, as a baseball writer, there are very few men that are on par with AJ Hinch as far as my favorite men. Mozeliak and AJ Hinch, like, those are among my like top 10 guys I've ever covered, meaning guys I respect, guys that I trust, to be honest. And he didn't lie to me, but he says, that's not a big deal, Jesus. Well, guess what? How many rookies do you know come up destroying breaking pitches?
Yeah, you're right.
So how many of those breaking pitches did he know were coming?
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, and that's so. If you're a contender for the Rookie of the Year, or if you're a contender for the MVP in 2017, which went to Jose Altuve, how many of those hits did he know that, hey, don't worry about the fastball, worry about, you know, here comes the changeup, and there's a big difference, and you know. Everybody in St. Louis can tell you that it's a lot easier to hit the changeup when you know it's coming.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to worry about the fastball.
No question. Jesus Ortiz, I appreciate the time, the expertise. At least for me personally, miss you here in St. Louis. Enjoyed reading you when you were here with the Post-Dispatch. I hope folks go to Twitter and follow you. It's at Ortiz Kicks. You have a bunch of great information out there, and I appreciate you taking some time tonight.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love KMOX. I'm a big fan of all of you guys over there. And my only regret is that I won't be at the baseball dinner this year, because next Monday is going to be rocking. I'm no longer a member of the St. Louis chapter, but hey, if you haven't bought your ticket to that dinner, go to that dinner. I'm so jealous that I won't be able to go there, because it's going to rock.
It is going to be a good
Monday.
One. Well, we appreciate the time.
Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. That is Jesus Ortiz with us here on the Among and Ask St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line.
Welcome back to the Among and Ask St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. Among and Ask St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh. On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Joe Pott back with you on a Monday night. Hope you enjoyed that with Jesus Ortiz. Just a ton of great information there. Thought it was really interesting. Talking with my man Alex Muskoff here in the break, and we were talking about just the fact that Jesus said he was hearing from so many people that were so happy that Jeff Luhnow had been caught and removed, and then on the same side, they were so disappointed for A.J. Hinch. So there was that sort of dichotomy between Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch and the way that they are perceived and viewed throughout Major League Baseball. And I think that was a really interesting view, especially considering, obviously, the things that Jeff Luhnow did here in St. Louis as the farm director and as the, you know, assistant general manager, and the things that he did. And then, of course, taking that and turning that into the general manager job there in Houston. But as he mentioned, and as it was in Rob Manfred's statement, just the absolute indictment of the baseball culture of Houston, and he said specifically under Jeff Luhnow. So it was interesting, and there is plenty more to come on that. We're waiting to hear about Alex Cora. That's going to come down after they finish this investigation regarding the 2018 season. But you know he's going to get hammered because they said flat out he was the architect. I'll be interested to see. I've not heard Carlos Beltran's name brought up as far as punishment. They were talking about him as well. And really being sort of the mastermind, those two names. And of course, he's now the manager in New York for the Mets. But I have not heard that they expect that anybody expects him to be punished. So that's interesting. But Alex Cora, I think everybody expects to have at least a year away, as AJ Hinch and Jeff Luna were originally going to get. And of course, then they were removed. We've got more to come in the 7 o'clock hour here on Among and Ask St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. We'll get a little bit into the national championship game. We'll do that right after the top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. Of course, that game's getting ready to kick in New Orleans. And we're going to hear a little bit about that one when we come back on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.